Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac, here we go. This date in history, it's the birthdays. It's a good way to take your mind off of things. And, of course, you can relive past Bob Almanac. Some are great. Some are kind of average. Middling, you know, partly cloudy. Others are just unpresentable. Probably shouldn't even put them on the archives, or they probably never even should have aired. But what the heck? They give us 15 minutes, and here we go. Wednesday, what?
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
That's pretty good analysis, yeah, don't you think? They're not all going to be great.
It's spot on.
Not every episode of the Brady Bunch was stellar.
Yeah.
Wednesday, March 25th, 85th day of the year, 282 left to go. Actually, it should be 281. They're still not doing that right.
It's annoying.
Obviously, and this isn't my staff. This is the national report that we get. Obviously, they can't do math.
Right.
They don't understand the whole leap year thing. 1901 on this date, the Mercedes car was introduced by the one and only Gottlieb Daimler. You've heard Daimler Benz?
Yeah, that was
the company, Daimler Benz. Mercedes was its own company at one point in time, and then they combined with Benz to become Mercedes-Benz, and then the Daimler name came out of there somewhere.
Sure.
And for a while it was Daimler Chrysler.
Right, I remember that.
At one point in time. My truck is a Dodge, it's a Ram, but I think it's built by Fiat. I think that somehow came out of that whole Daimler thing. Who knows? Who can keep track of all these mergers, Neil?
There's cross-mogination.
There is, and that can be a problem because then, you know, you got smoke coming out of the jumblies.
Right. Then
that's a problem. 1939, let's say hello to the country music charts. First ever country music chart introduced by Billboard magazine. They didn't call it the country music chart, though, Neil. You may remember this from the old country music deal that Ken Burns put out.
Oh, yes.
It's a hillbilly.
Oh, yeah.
Hillbilly music chart. It was today's number one. Let's count down those hillbilly songs. Number 10, 1939. So the first ever country music chart.
That's how long ago it was.
But it was known as the hillbilly music chart this day, 1939. 1941, finally, we wouldn't be held hostage by those other countries when it came to paprika, because we finally had a paprika mill here in the United States. The first ever paprika mill incorporated by Dahl in South Carolina. No longer would we have to import paprika, Neil. This was huge.
This was big.
You've heard of OPEC, right? The Organization of Paprika Exporting Countries, OPEC.
Yeah, I have now.
Many a war was almost started over paprika.
Hmm.
No war has ever been fought over paprika, but we got close. So the first ever paprika mill. I love paprika on deviled eggs. Isn't that good? You sprinkle it on the deviled eggs or your potato salad. It adds so much color.
Aesthetically, it is more pleasing than what it really does for the taste.
You ever snorted it?
I haven't at this point. Smoked it.
You got plenty of time to try it.
Yeah.
Give it a run. So that was in 41 and 61 this day. That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? That guitar riff?
It does.
This is Elvis live at the USS Arizona, Pearl Harbor, 1961. And that was his last live show for the next 8 years. I think his next live show after that was the NBC comeback special, I want to say. Because I think that was live, wasn't it?
Didn't
they do that live on television?
Yeah, seems like it.
So he was at the USS Arizona. He helped raise money for the USS Arizona Memorial Fund, $62,000, able to build that atrium and all the stuff there that they built around the USS Arizona. That money came, not all of it, but some of it came from Elvis.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Man.
That was in 61. In 1982.
Lace, let's check out that guy we busted. You know, Vinnie Manconi. Maybe he knows something, you know. Maybe if we play him right, he can lead us right to the top guy.
The top guy? The top guy in drugs is mafia.
Thank you, Lacey. Cagney and Lacey debuted on this date. It was originally a movie. And did you know Loretta Swit played Cagney.
Oh.
In the movie.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And then Meg Foster played Cagney, like, in the first few episodes. It was like a mid-season replacement in the spring of 82. And then they brought in Sharon Gless.
Okay.
Tyne Daly was always part of it. They would never get rid of Tyne Daly.
No.
Because she's just an outstanding actress. This particular scene from the first ever episode of Cagney and Lacey, Tyne Daly is wearing Rubik's Cube earrings. I'm not making
that,
it up.
Yeah. Sign of the times right there.
Making it up. That was 1982 on CBS. 1990, Tommy Lee. You know he's the drummer from Motley Crue. He was arrested for allegedly exposing his buttocks during a concert in Augusta, Georgia. Must have been a pre-Masters concert. And I believe Tom Watson was very offended when he saw Tommy Lee's buttocks. Of course, later on, there'd be a video, and there'd be a lot more exposed.
Than just buttocks.
There'd be more than buttocks. So that was 1990, 95.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person so that I can help others. But I'm here today to make a statement about my future. There's been a lot of speculation about my plan, and here they are. I will fight again.
He will fight again. Has he become a better person, Neil? Your thoughts?
Well, I think it's still a work in progress. Although he proved to be a fine actor in
The Hangover.
He
was very good.
Anyway.
Lions like cinnamon, not paprika or whatever it was. Anyway, Mike Tyson released from the Indiana Youth Center. He served 3 years for raping beauty pageant contestant Desiree Washington. That was this day, 1995. 2002.
Good evening, and welcome to the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. My name is Rupert Everett, and I've been entrusted with the sacred responsibility of hosting this sultry Super Bowl of underwear.
The sacred responsibility of hosting this Super Bowl of underwear. Do you remember that, 2001?
Yes, it was a huge television event.
It was scandalous. People did not like it. Tom Watson called in. How about you? Did you call in and complain to the FCC, or did you enjoy it?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, this day, 2002, the FCC dismissed all the complaints against ABC for airing the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show in November of 2001. The Bachelor debuted on this date.
That's offensive.
2002. Still going to this date. I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, I didn't either.
2002. Never watched it.
No.
I know the premise and the whole rose and you pick it and all the other stuff. But
I saw a couple of minutes of it and that was good.
Exactly. 2006. Let's remember Buck Owens.
Yeah. I hear old Archie got himself a job over at the candle factory.
Yep. He works there every Saturday and every Sunday.
Just Saturdays and Sundays? That's a weird schedule.
Well, Roy, at a candle factory, you only work on weekends.
Oh, there's your hee-haw humor right there.
That is.
That's their picking and grinning segment. One of their best segments.
Absolutely.
I think with Roy Clark and Buck Owens. Buck Owens died on this date, 2006. He has a boulevard in Bakersfield, California named after him. Doesn't he have a Buck Owens? I know there's a Merle Haggard one. I think there's a Buck Owens one, too.
Sure. He's got a theater. And
he was
a very funny, talented man.
76 when he died at his home on this date. Let's go to 2016. Let's head to Havana.
Hola, Havana. Buenas noches, mi gente de Cuba.
Cubans had never seen lips like that before. They were dazed. Never seen wrinkles like Keith Richards either. That weathered, leathery skin.
Oh, gosh.
Cubans weren't used to that either.
No.
Rolling Stones, 1.2 million came out to see him in Havana this date, 4 years
that's
ago.
That's a good crowd.
That's a nice crowd. It was free,
really
too,
is.
So that's why the crowd was that big. They could have really made some money. Five bucks a head at 1.2 million.
That'd have been a pretty good payday.
2017, largest banana split ever was made in Australia. Infasale, Australia, 8,040 meters long. It's more than 8 football fields long.
I know you like your ice cream, but that's a lot.
It'd be hard to keep that from melting.
It really would.
And then a year ago, this was in the news.
astronauts Anne McLean and Christina Cook were originally scheduled to go outside the International Space Station on Friday. That would have made them the first all-female spacewalk team in history. Now NASA says astronaut Nick Hague will replace McLean on the mission because only one medium-sized spacesuit is available. Anne McLean is set to take another spacewalk in April.
It was going to be an all-female, all-woman spacewalk, but they didn't have the right size of spacesuits. Lack of planning there, Neil.
Yeah, I mean, that should have been considered.
So now, every space flight now, when they go to the international, they bring a tailor along just in case. If they need to take it in, you know, get taken the crotch a little bit, or they need to, you know, change the hem or the inseam.
Let out the hem, yeah.
You know, if they need to let it out, if the guy's a fat astronaut. There's not a lot of fat astronauts. There usually really have to be pretty, you know. Yeah. Skipper was never going into space. Let's be honest.
No. Maybe all-star wrestling, but not space.
Birthdays today. Gene Shalit is 94.
Good morning and welcome to the Critics' Corner. Thank you, Willard. Stanley Kubrick's new film, The Shining, based on Stephen King's novel, opens today. After a year of buildup, it is a letdown.
What? Gene Shalit didn't like The Shining. I'm Here's Johnny.
There's a lot of facial hair there.
Yeah, facial hair, and he's got the big curly afro thing going there, too. Gene Shalit, 94. I don't know if he's still doing reviews or not, but...
Is it TV theme time?
I thought The Shining was pretty good. I'm not sure what the... He must have had real high expectations. He must have thought it was going to be another Citizen Kane or something.
Right.
So, Paul Michael Glazer, he was Starsky. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. No, that's actually the other one.
But, opposite David Soul, right?
They made a cameo in the new one.
Oh, they did. Yeah, that's right.
With Ben Stiller and the other guy, Olsen. What's his name? Luke Olsen, Matt Olsen, Tim Olsen.
Owen Wilson.
There you go. So Paul Michael Glazer, he was always wearing one of those real spiffy sweaters, too. And unlike David Soul, he never went out and had a top hit.
Right.
I think the guy wrote Don't Give Up On Us, Baby. He presented it to Paul Michael Glazer. He said no. And then David Soul said yes, and he had number one hit with it.
Yeah, did well.
Sold millions, as did this man.
Oh, the soul's faced out. Baby, I'm the chance. Oh, this the weird, I'm the wonderful.
He has more sunglasses than Neil has toilet paper rolls at his house. It's Elton John, 73 today, for Reginald Dwight. Captain Fantastic, Neil.
He was good. Saw him a couple of times, and he did not disappoint.
Holly! I guess somebody went on YouTube and scrubbed all the great Die Hard 2 stuff. I could not find any good clips from Bonnie Bedelia, who played Holly Gennaro, who was John McClane's wife in the Die Hard movies.
Yep.
She is 72. She said, "Amen, Dick," right, to Dick Thornburg, the
something
newsman.
Like that, yes.
She had a taser in her hand.
Yep.
So she's 72 today. The guy who wanted to be Elvis.
So I'm bringing it to you.
Did a pretty good Elvis impersonation as well. Then got into his own thing. And of course, older women are beautiful lovers. Older women. He's Roddy McDowell.
He was watching girls go by at one point.
He's done a lot of things, really. He is 70 today. Anybody born in 1950 is now 70. Mary Gross, SNL.
Even though your parties are always so awful.
Georgette, my last party wasn't awful. In fact, I thought it was a really, you know, a really very kind of really not awful.
She's a pretty good Mary Tyler Moore.
That's pretty good.
Mary
right.
Gross. Remember, she was the sister of Michael Gross, who was the father on Family Ties.
Oh, yes.
Mary Gross is 67 today. A show that Neil didn't watch. He's admitted to it.
Hey, Rod, you're wrong. We don't have the worst football team in the city. We got the worst football team in the world. That's why the band plays taps at halftime.
Hi. It's Dwayne from What's Happening. Mm. Happy birthday to Haywood Nelson.
Sure.
He is 60 today. Sarah Jessica Parker. Carrie from Sex and the City. She was on Footloose as well.
A lot of stuff.
So happy birthday to her, 55. Lark Voorhees from, if you're a big fan of Saved by the Bell, who grow up on Saved by the Bell? Neil didn't, but
I didn't.
Anybody my age episodes. Knows.
Who had the qualities of, let's say, Michael Jackson.
Whoa!
Gentle, talented, gorgeous, and light on his feet.
She forgot weird.
Right.
But Lark Voorhees, she was Lisa on Saved by the Bell. Let's see, we have Danica Patrick, the race car driver. She was Indy, and then she went NASCAR. And who's she dating now? Is it Lynn Dickey or Don Majkowski? Who is she dating?
Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
Yeah.
I don't know, another Packer quarterback.
Yeah, I know it's a Packer quarterback. Yeah. Is it Rodgers?
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers.
That's the last I heard.
If Bart Starr was still around, he passed away, didn't he? Bart Starr, yeah. Bart probably would be going out with him as well. Danica Patrick is 38, and our rapper of the day is Big Sean. Mm. Big Sean, 32.
Might be Jim Delgazio.
I don't remember him.
You know, lefty. Gone but not forgotten today. We remember Academy Award-winning actor Ed Begley Sr. He won an Oscar for some stuff way back when. 1901. Jack Ruby, he was a criminal. He killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Is he part of the cover-up? Is he part of the cover-up? Is there a cover-up conspiracy?
It might be. Conspiracy theorists would like that to be true. Of course, he did it on live TV, so, you know, I don't know who his lawyer was, but he had a tough job. Born on this day, 1911. What about Howard Cosell?
Last year, the Vikes met the Bears on November 20th. The Bears prevailed because of the excellence of that man, number 34, Walter Payton, who sped to a league record 275 yards deep. Every time you look down at the gridiron, there he was, out in the open.
I've got goosebumps. The hair is standing up in the back of my neck.
Do it again against those same Vikes. It always seems by that man.
That man. 10, right there. Brent Arkington.
Francis Darkington, who knows how to pick a defense apart.
How about that?
Sir Francis Tarkington. Nobody did the halftime highlights like Howard Cosell. He made him a staple. More people tuned in for the halftime highlights probably than the game. He was the greatest.
That's what Howard. I stayed up for, then I had to go to bed after that.
Yeah, it was worth going to bed after that. Because those games didn't start till 8 o'clock back then.
Back then it was an 8 o'clock start. Right. You are correct.
Howard Cosell, born on this day, 1918. And the great Hoyt Axton.
And the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
Oh, that's what we should have named our cat.
It's not too late, Jim.
I could change it. Paperwork isn't, the ink isn't dry in the paperwork yet. Although I really like Gary.
Run that past the missus. He was a singer, a songwriter, Mulcair's mom wrote tunes. Hoyt Axton, 19.
Actor.
An actor, yes.
Gremlins.
1938. And what about the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin?
Take another look and tell me, baby.
She had skills.
And when she sang, was it America the Beautiful or the National Anthem or whatever it was before WrestleMania 3? Amazing.
Amazing. She was great in the Blues Brothers movie, too. Yeah. Aretha Franklin, she's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and she's gone but not forgotten. Born on this day, 1942, by the way, Jim.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Neil. Would you like to start the long stretch of music, which also kicks off a no-repeat workday with Sawyer Brown, The Dirt Road, Alan Jackson, Don't Rock the Jukebox, or Tracy Lawrence, Better Man, Better Off?
I'm leaning towards Tracy Lawrence today.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY.